Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. That means Tommy White will join us from Laborers Union Local 872. He's the business manager of that fine institution. They're the ones working on what was Raiders Stadium, now Allegiant Stadium. Yeah. We're going to be talking with him about that because we're now under a year from the opening of Raider Stadium or Allegiant Stadium. We will get to that in due process. Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, I want to go straight to the audio sound bites because it's getting to be desperation time.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Yeah, so listen up. If you are a Democrat presidential wannabe, there's two dozen of them. If you are a Democrat presidential wannabe, there's new polling out that says everybody gets killed by Joe Biden when it comes to being able to beat Trump. And that beating Trump for a lot of voters on the Democrat side is not one thing. It is the only thing. So they are becoming a bit crazed. I want you to hear from Kirsten Gillibrand. She did a forum, a Washington Post forum with Robert Acosta. And notice how she begs, literally begs, for a $1 donation because she wants to make the stage in Houston on September 12th or 13th. Okay? But listen to how in this appearance yesterday in our nation's capital, Kirsten Gillibrand with Robert Acosta. Here it is.
I think it's really important that my voice is heard on the national stage so we can talk about these issues. And it's why I hope your viewers go to KirstenGillibrand.com and send a dollar so I make the next debate stage.
So despite all the things you've laid out and you represent a major state, you've struggled to get attention and traction. Why do you think that is?
You know, I feel that this is an opportunity for Democrats to really see what do we stand for as a party, to lift up voices that aren't being heard. One of the things that I'm most proud of is I'm leading the debate on issues like getting money out of politics. And I think my voice needs to be on the next debate stage. But I think these rules that we have for the DNC are new, and most people aren't aware of them. To get to the debate stage, I need to do two things. I need to have 130,000 individual supporters, and I'm just over 110,000, so I'm hoping that everyone here sends a dollar so I can make the debate stage. And second, you need to have the national polls. And it's very early, so having enough national polls is accruing to those who do have very high name recognition.
Do those rules make sense?
They're not my rules. My rules are just, I have to follow them. I have to actually meet these goals. And I believe in the grassroots. I believe that every person in this room, every person watching, that their voice actually matters. They may not realize that it matters today, but it does. And so that's why I'm here speaking to all your listeners and viewers to say your voice matters today. And if you want issues of reproductive rights, of LGBTQ equality, of money out of politics, on that debate stage, I hope you will agree that my voice is needed.
Will you make that debate stage in Houston?
I believe I will, and I'm very excited to be there.
How close are you?
Very. But I need help, so I have to ask your viewers to help, to go to KirstenGillibrand.com.
They're aware of the website by now.
Well, you keep asking me, so I keep telling them. This is how I get there.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Yep. That's what they're doing. They're having to literally beg for $1 donations so they can make the so they can end up making the stage in Houston in September. It's hard to believe, but it's true. They literally are begging. I mean, that was a great example of begging. Oof. What is the strategy? What is the strategy for Democrats? If you've been listening to this show dating back to last week before any of the national pundits were coming out, we were telling you on this radio program, and it's the only place you could find it, we were telling you what this was all about. That this was essentially a party that was rooting for a recession. And I'm amazed it took the rest of the media, even some of your favorite talk show hosts, why it took them so long to figure this out. They had tried, not necessarily in this order, the Billy Bush.
Well, it looks like we've had a problem somewhere along the line. Hopefully Kevin will be back with us in just a moment and continue his conversation. You are listening to Kevin Wall Live and Local on the Nevada Talk Network, and we will... Are you there, Kevin?
I'm right here, if you're there.
Okay, there we go. We're still on the air here.
And I never lost you, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
We lost you. Anyway, you were talking about...
Yeah. But basically, the strategy that the Democrats are using, and in fact, let's go to cut five. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. Cut five is Sean Hannity last night on his TV show on Fox News Channel, and how the current talk of recession is just part of an anti-Trump strategy. Here it is.
Put it into perspective. Is the president right when he says a recession's not on the way?
He is not right, but a recession is okay. A recession is a normal part of economic activity.
President Trump is attempting to downplay growing concerns that the U.S. economy could be headed for a recession.
This morning, recession and re-election. President Trump insisting he has no concerns about the economy after that 800-point plunge.
Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their homes, and we shouldn't wish.
It's worth it. That's going to make it tough.
Recession happens, Trump loses. I mean, I think
that's what I was. That
was
my point.
Recession happens, Trump loses.
There you go.
Oh, let's have a recession. Let's talk down the economy because Mueller didn't work. Our own Pete Hegseth may have summed it up best, tweeting, quote, first it was Russia, 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 racism, 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 recession, 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 stormy, stormy, collusion, collusion, impeach, impeach, same thing, manufactured crisis. In this program, we are committed to exposing all of the media conspiracy theories, lies, every hoax, every besmirchment that they tell the American people to divide this country. Real conservatives, they deplore racism. From the person that has done more for the employment situation for minorities in America, the policies that have worked best are the policies of Donald J. Trump. Fact, Maybe they should put that in their paper one day. The collusion delusion, Covington. Look what they did to that kid, Nicholas Sandman. Look what they did to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at the lies that there's still presidential candidates passing on the conspiracy theory over Ferguson, ignoring the biggest abuse of power corruption scandal in our nation's history. They have chosen to act as nothing but partisan activists, state-run, democratic, radical, socialist, extremist, TV, radio, and, yeah, print, instead of being serious investigators. They've chosen to put fake news, fake narratives, conspiracy theories over facts, and chosen to attack anyone who will dare to call out their lack of ethics and objectivity.
Yeah, so you're hearing it from Sean Hannity. Just so you know, we've been talking about this for weeks now. When we first started hearing talk of a recession, that this was nothing more than just a piece of the continuing strategy to bring down this president. Stick around. Yeah. More to come as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is Live and Local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and... you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. in the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR-FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a lot of...
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. That's one of the things they talk about in Vegas. The lack of what they used to call lounge acts. You just don't see them anymore. It's kind of sad. Also something that to me piqued my interest yesterday, and she does this every so often. I don't know whether it's on a slow news day and they're looking to beef up coverage. I'm not exactly sure. But Kellyanne Conway will walk down the White House lawn and conduct a mini news conference.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating how just from answering questions, she generates news. And when we come back, we'll take care of that. Oh, did you see where Trump, the president, was going after, of all people, of all entities, Fox News? You see this? And let's go to cut one real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. Brett Baer was on with political director Chris Steirwalt on a special report last night. Did you catch this? And they punched back at Trump and Trump criticism. This is Brett Baer along with political director Chris Steirwalt.
The president on this news channel.
Fox is a lot different than it used to be, I can tell you that. Fox has changed, and my worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now, and I'm not happy with it.
Okay, well, Fox has not changed. We have a news side and an opinion side. The opinion folks express their opinions. We do polls. Our latest poll had the Democratic candidates head-to-head, several of them ahead of President Trump, and this poll tracks exactly with the Real Clear Politics average of polls, even a little the other way, and this poll matches what we're seeing out there. Mr. President, we've invited you on Special Report many times. We'd love you to have you back on. You've talked to George Stephanopoulos and Chuck Todd. Come on back. Me, Chris Wallace, the news side, cover it fair, balanced, and unafraid. Chris.
We have the best. We have a great polling team, and Dana Blanton, who runs our polling unit. To be even a small part of what we do here in terms of calling races and stuff, I'm very proud. I don't think the president believes any polls are on the level, and I think that's why he picks and chooses the polls he likes. These polls are on the level. It's A-plus content, and I'm proud to be part of this network.
And again, we'll continue to invite the president here on Special Report.
Well, there you go. There is something different about Fox News, and I can't put my finger. It's not just Shepard Smith. No. Shepard Smith has been a lib for a long time. No, it's not just. Shepard Smith's always been that way. He's always been, you know, a libtard, if you will. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could even do it right now. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. One of the things we're going to do in our next segment, we're going to get down to business. This whole nonsense that we're on the brink of a recession. I am convinced, and by the way, I am not. I am not a, an economist. I don't have a degree. I mean, that's what's weird. Jameson, our producer in Las Vegas, has a degree in economics. I don't have that. But I'm going to tell you something. I really believe that if you look at all the economic indicators that are out there, wages are up, unemployment is down, those with jobs, African Americans, Asians, Hispanics, you just look at any of the economic indicators, and they're all a plus. They're not a negative. They're not pointing downwards. You have the one day, the 800. You have the 800 point down. What was it, last Wednesday? Yeah, it was last Wednesday. Unbelievable.
It's hard to keep up with reality if you're in my business.
And so it is with me as well. But the economic indicators are up. And, if we get a couple of rate cuts from the Fed, the word is that we're going to be just fine. And by the way, in case you were wondering, I'm going to check the Dow right now, just to be on the safe side. Let's see here. Where's the Dow? The Dow is up 249. It was up yesterday, 250, 260. We're going to do just fine. Have we made all of that 800 back that we lost on Wednesday? I think we have. Oh, by the way, the Dow, excuse me, I stand corrected. The Dow is down 37. But I think we have made it all back, haven't we not? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence remains the administration's point man when it comes to the space program and its future plans. Speaking today at the 6th meeting of the National Space Council, Pence says the administration wants to put a man and a woman on the moon soon.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
America's biggest bank is claiming that President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports will be costing U.S. families $1,000 a year. J.P. Morgan Chase releasing an analysis just a few hours ago finding the tariffs have already cost families $400 a year, and new tariffs scheduled to take effect on September 1st and in December will add another $600 to that. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Big Dong, Big Dong.
Every morning at the office you can see him arrive. He stands 6'2" and weighs 195. Now some don't like him, some think he's hip, but all agree he gives a lot of lip. Big Don.
Big Don. Big Don.
Big Bad Don. The Donald. Big
Don. Oh, I love it. I just absolutely love that. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now. For a Tuesday, I call it a tumultuous Tuesday because that's exactly what it is. I want you to listen. Kellyanne Conway does this. Gosh, I'm trying to think of she does it maybe twice a month, three times a month, where she'll stroll out onto the White House grounds and conduct a mini news conference. Yesterday she did it and she absolutely schooled the White House press corps. It was incredible. This is cut number two. This is Kellyanne Conway yesterday on the grounds of the White House. Here it is.
The president said yesterday that most economists say that there's not going to be a recession. Do you know specifically who he's talking to about that, where he's getting that from?
Yes, I do. Okay. But I'd like to know where you're getting your information from, because it's nice to see the media finally cover the Trump economy. You seem to cover it only when you can use the Sesame Street word of the day, recession. And so you're using a tweet here or a report there or an economist's words here and there. The fact is the fundamentals of our economy are very strong, and you know it. We have more people working in this country right now than ever before in the nation's history. We have more people coming off the sidelines going back to work. We have people who don't just have job availability, but now they have job security. In fact, they have job mobility. They can go and try to compete for one of the other 7 million plus jobs that are available apart from the one they may already have, or the part-time one they may have, or one that doesn't have sufficient benefits or is too far from home for them, so that they've got all these choices. It's called freedom and free market. Contrast that to Medicare for all and Green New Deals and taxes for everyone else and free health care for illegal immigrants. That would tank our economy, and everybody knows that. So I see now, post Mueller bomb, not bombshell, post hunt for collusion that never happened, conspiracy indictments that will never come to pass, I see now that we're focused on the economy, because you know that that is the president's strongest suit, that a majority of Americans approve of the way he's handling the economy in most legitimate polls. So the fundamentals are strong. I would also say that consumer confidence is very high. The optimism is there. 500,000 plus manufacturing jobs since the president got elected, 6 million plus new jobs since the president got elected. The unemployment rates are low. The growth rates are higher. The confidence levels are high. And that matters. Consumers are spending their money. And many of them are saving, and many others don't have to dip into their savings to meet basic household needs. So he didn't need the proverbial magic wand that his presidential predecessor claimed he would need. He just needed the courage that others did not have to cut taxes across the board, including for job creators and businesses and employers, to double the child care tax credit, to have an energy development program in this country that now lets us be a net exporter of natural gas and oil for the first time at these levels, and the deregulation agenda. You know, we hear from many property owners, small business owners, aspiring small business owners, that the deregulatory agenda, which is basically about 12 or 13 old regulations out for every new one in, and that new one in is important too, because regulation, if done properly, is very important to our nation, safety and well-being. The small business owners say the deregulation is just as important as the tax cuts. So the fundamentals remain strong. It's good to hear people covering the economy again after such a lengthy hiatus. But again, you don't have a magic wand to say, and now we're in a recession.
Amen to that.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, you know, for years now, in fact, we tried to figure it out the other day, and we came up with 4 years. 4 years ago, we started telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. I'll be getting another delivery, I think, this Thursday. Yeah. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. One of the problems is, and I've heard this from some listeners, that they live in a community somewhere in the People's Republic of California or in Nevada, and they don't have a Real Water distributor. Well, now they've fixed that with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I use it with my juices, and I love it. Now, to learn more, just go to kevinwallradio.com. That's my website. K-E-V-I-N-W-A-L-L radio. Run it all together. That's kevinwallradio.com. And click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go, and regardless of whether you have a Real Water distributor in your city or town. We make it simple for you. They'll deliver it right to your home. Gotta love it. Real Water Concentrate. Okay. Kellyanne Conway, I thought, was brilliant. I mean, I really honestly do. Somebody else that I thought really nailed it last night was Laura Ingraham. repeating essentially what Hannity said, repeating what I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, since the Democrat presidential wannabes started talking about recession, and to where now they're almost openly, well, Bill Maher said he's rooting for a recession. But Laura Ingraham came out last night saying the Democrats are rooting for a recession. Listen to Laura Ingraham. This is last night on Fox News Channel.
The hope of a recession is all the Democrats and the media can cling to.
Despite warnings by many economists, President Trump and his advisors are vigorously downplaying the risk of a recession.
Amid growing concerns about a looming economic downturn, President Trump and his top aides are busy swatting away the R word.
Expansions always come to an end. The music begins to stop. Nobody is rooting for it. But if you look at all the data that I was talking about, you look what's the China is slowing down, Germany is slowing down, the UK is slowing down.
Okay, newsflash, Germany is in recession. We are not. If Obama were in the White House under similar economic metrics to what we have now, these same reporters and analysts would be crediting him, not condemning him for being too optimistic. And this could be my favorite piece of all from a Washington Post reporter called Andrew Van Dam. A recession is coming, but despite this week's warning signs, we have little idea when. It could be imminent. Or the economy could chug along until the heat death of the universe. How bad will the next recession be? Prognostications vary, and we don't have great data on future events. Translation. We can't really predict, but let's speculate to scare the hell out of people anyway. And there's this beauty of a headline from that acclaimed Journal of Economics, Rolling Stone magazine. How cynical, by the way, and sad. For the once mighty party of JFK and Pat Moynihan. Getting back to the Democrats here. And I don't expect them to agree with what the president does on most issues, but occasionally I do expect them and their media friends to have some integrity. Cheering against America is always unseemly. And yet the Democrats have a lot of practice in doing just that lately. On race, Democrats want you to believe that white nationalist freaks are poised to roam polling places with torches. Republicans, though, they want you to see that America is overwhelmingly a good country that's made phenomenal strides, thank goodness, in race relations. African-American employment prospects are better today than they've been in 50 years. That's good. And on the economy, while recession is always a future possibility, our fundamentals are better than any developed country on the planet, period. And by the way, you'd never know it watching the trade war hysteria in the media. But guess what? We're still exporting more today than we did under Obama, even with the strong dollar. Rooting against America, referring to millions of voters as deplorables or racists or bigot coddlers, is not the language of a confident, optimistic party. It is the language of people who are furious that they could lose another presidential election. You see, Trump and his supporters believe in America first. How sad when others seem to be happiest when it's America last.
Yeah. Coming up, and by the way, Laura Ingraham, I think, nailed it last night. I really do. We've got people who are rooting against America. And I think it's rather obvious. Coming up, Rashida Tlaib, the Michigan congresswoman. Yeah. A member of the squad broke down and started crying at a news conference, a presser in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Well, listen, I'll let you hear what she says coming up in just a couple of minutes. But suffice to say, what she said was very anti-Israel. Ilhan Omar went even further, saying that perhaps we should stop giving foreign aid. We give $3 billion, $3 billion with a B. Ilhan Omar claimed it was $3 million. It's actually $3 billion. But it's saying that we ought to reconsider giving money to Israel. the only democracy in the Middle East. Anyway, stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Tommy White will join us top of the hour. An update on the Allegiant Stadium project. Boy, it's looking more and more like a stadium. It really honestly is. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
Okay, boys, let's rehearse. You start.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
My neck hurts. Who cares?
No, you shut up.
Where am I?
5 seconds.
Well, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
I just love it. I just love it. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. You want a free review of your insurance needs? Call Sam right now at 702-870-4000. No matter where you live in the state, Sam's waiting to talk to you right now. That's 702-870-4000. A member of the office was part of a news conference in St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday, along with Ilhan Omar. And Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, member of the squad, broke down crying during that St. Paul, Minnesota presser. Let's take you back to yesterday, St. Paul, Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib.
As a young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family, I watched as my mother had to go to dehumanizing checkpoints. Even though she was a United States citizen and proud American, I was there when my city was in a terrible car accident, and my cousins and I cried so she could have access to the best hospitals, which were in Jerusalem. I remember shaking with fear when checkpoints appeared in the small village of Beit Ur al-Foka, tanks and guns everywhere. I remember visiting East Jerusalem with my then husband and him escorted off the bus, although he was a United States citizen, just so security forces could harass him. All I can do as my city's granddaughter, as the granddaughter of a woman who lives in occupied territory, is to elevate her voice by exposing the truth the only way I know how. As my Detroit public schools teachers taught me, by humanizing the pain of oppression. Our delegation trip included meetings with Israeli veterans who were forced to participate in military occupation. They also desperately want peace and self-determination for their Palestinian neighbors. They could have shed light into injustices of raids, shootings, demolitions, and child detention. The delegation would have seen firsthand why walls are destructive, not productive. They could have asked the people in Bethlehem how walls cut people off away from economic opportunities, from a way to live, and do psychological damage that lasts forever. All I can do as her granddaughter is help humanize her and the Palestinian people's plight. I know that when we can finally see them as deserving of human dignity, everyone who lives there will be able to live in peace. It is unfortunate that Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even direction from Trump to deny this opportunity. And yes, while folks are shocked that this happened to us, but today we will hear from folks who will help show the reality for many who have been barred from going into Israel, not to be even able to reach the Palestinian people.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Yes. Well, the reason Israel has to do that is because of violence coming over from the Palestinian side. You know, remember the era of discotheque bombings, people opening fire in a discotheque and killing kids. Remember that? That doesn't happen anymore, does it? They do live in peace. The Palestinians on their side and the Israelis on their side. And by the way. As a guy that has covered 4 Olympic Games for Westwood One, as one of their lead anchors in places like Sydney and Salt Lake and Torino and Athens, I was subjected to humiliating checkpoints about every 100 yards you'd walk and you'd run into another checkpoint. It's called security. We do it at the TSA at the airports. Is that humiliating? It was humiliating, I guess. Oh, yeah. It makes no sense. Anyway, I'm going to give the last word today to a guy I generally don't agree with. He was the subject of a President Trump Twitter storm over the weekend, both him and Fox News in general. This is Juan Williams yesterday and with Guy Benson.
Juan, it seems like it's been quite a 24-hour stretch for you.
Yeah, I think the storms came. It's incredible when the president calls you out. He calls out so many people, Guy, that I really sort of almost in my daily life, who's he attacking now? But then when he does it to you specifically, you realize the power of the bully pulpit, because people, who like me, who don't like me, people who are indifferent to me, all of a sudden are jumping for one reason or another at me. And so it's like, wow, that's a little bit of a storm.
What do you make of the criticism? I mean, he calls you pathetic, he calls you nasty, he calls you wrong.
Right.
Is this something that makes you feel uncomfortable, unsafe? Does it come with the territory? Do you shrug it off after a while? How have you been grappling with that?
Well, I try to, just view it, as you said, coming with the territory. That's my job. My job here at Fox News is to analyze politics. And I try to analyze politics with some dispassion. It's clear that I have problems with the way that President Trump has gone about his presidency. I don't think there's any question about that to your listeners, to our viewers. But I always put it out there in purely analytical terms. This is not a matter of any Trump derangement or Trump dislike or something personal. It's like I just think in terms of how he handles the presidency, how he handles all the attention and opportunity that is there as the leader of the world's greatest country. I just think he's not doing a great job. And I say that in specific. When he does a good job, I also say that in specific. But people, as we began this segment, and I apologize to listeners for seeming as if my voice is halting, but you can tell, guys, a little upsetting. But when we began this segment, you said, all right, here's my friend Juan Williams. So I'm going to ask you not to be my friend for a second. Just say, well, let me go back to what Juan said on Fox News Sunday. All he said was that he thinks that Trump's unpredictable approach to this effort to negotiate a deal with China has unsettled markets and put the global economy at risk, that you don't do capital investments if you're a big company, either here or abroad, at a time when you can't predict what's coming. I don't think that's a personal attack on the president.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. Stick around. Tommy White will give us an Allegiant Stadium update. That's all coming up live and local now.